Dr. Scott Lucey, who was the only applicant and the one that the medical examiner search committee had recommended be appointed, has withdrawn his application.
State Attorney Bill Edens.
So we now have no applicants.
This puts the circuit in a bit of a bind, and there's little time to regroup. With the upcoming departure of embattled Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Andrea Minyard, who's held the job since 2004.
The current medical examiner has resigned her interim position effective September 30th, and we're in the process of trying to find an interim medical examiner as well as a permanent medical examiner.
As chair of the Medical Examiner's Search Committee, Edens has scheduled a committee meeting for September 18th, starting at 2:30 at the Escambia County Judicial Center. The agenda will include discussion of this latest development and whether or not a professional headhunter is needed.
We're just not getting anywhere, and really the reason that I've been given by several of the applicants that have withdrawn is the situation that currently exists in the First Circuit, where the last medical examiner and two of the counties remain engaged in a lawsuit against each other.
Edens is referring to the dispute between Dr. Minyard and Escambia and Okaloosa counties over fees for services, salary, and budget transparency. Now, with retired Navy physician Dr. Lucey withdrawing, the medical examiner's position is being re-advertised. Meantime, negotiations for an interim medical examiner are now underway with Dr. Timothy Gallagher. Gallagher works in the local medical examiner's office as Dr. Minyard's associate.
He's done a very competent job. I've made that clear to the counties and have recommended to them that they negotiate a salary with him. I am hopeful that the counties will pay whatever is necessary to get Dr. Gallagher on board. It's going to be very expensive for the counties. You cannot expect to solve a temporary problem for the same price that you may be able to hire a permanent medical examiner. If we're unable to obtain a temporary medical examiner, we will be in a crisis situation October 1st.
The medical examiner's position needs to be filled as soon as possible.
We have deaths that occur on a daily basis in the four counties of the First Judicial Circuit. It is absolutely essential that we have someone that is able to do an autopsy rapidly to determine whether or not a homicide has occurred if it's a suspicious death. In addition, of course, the families of the deceased expect and are entitled to a rapid autopsy in cases where an autopsy is required.
According to State Attorney Edens, the Medical Examiner's Office for the First Judicial Circuit conducts several hundred autopsies each year. Already, the associate, Dr. Gallagher, has performed over 300 autopsies with more than 4 months to go.
The normal load for a medical examiner to do in an annual basis is between 215 and 275. 275 is a heavy load for an entire year. So we have a situation here in First Circuit where we've had tremendous growth. We've had the opioid crisis, and as a result, there's just a large number of autopsies that need to be done, and it's going to be real dicey as far as whether or not we're going to be able to get them done.
In the short run, Edens reiterates his request that the counties negotiate a salary agreement with Dr. Gallagher in an effort to have an interim medical examiner in place prior to October 1st, the day after Minyard's resignation.
That will take the pressure off, and we will be able to seek a permanent medical examiner at a measured pace.
Edens says the interim may have to remain in place for several months. That's given the national shortage of qualified medical examiners and how hard they are to find, even under the best circumstances. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.